Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim, a Klal Chafes, Simon Ches. And the last point of the Chayodim is Upashita Shal Yispal Ober Aglayim Megulois Imein Derech Oisa Mokim Kach Lamed Lichnei Gedolim. So you have places in the world that's very hot, and people go barefoot all the time, and they would even come in front of the Gedolim, even come in front of the leaders of the country barefoot. That's the way people go in that country. So that in that place, it's not inappropriate to daven. It's appropriate to daven even though a person's feet are uncovered. However, in a place where they would not be, I mean, Kain Lifnei HaGadolim, a person who goes to the Gadolim would be wearing some type of covering over his feet. So a person has to do so for davening as well. So davening in open sandalim with open feet would be questionable according to this chayotim. A person should not daven regarding megulos unless a person would present himself to an adam gadol. People in general would present themselves to an adam gadol, whether it's adam gadol b'torah or an adam gadol in the mili d'alma. If they're comfortable presenting themselves like that, if the society is comfortable presenting themselves like that, then a person can do that for davening as well. If the society is not comfortable presenting themselves like that, so even though this individual is, it's not proper for him to daven like that. Mishabura quotes a halacha in Siman Tzadi Alpha. A person should not go into the base of Knesset v'shtivlach. Shtivlach were large boots that they used to wear in Europe because of the intense cold and the mud, etc. So these are clearly made for traveling in the dirt, etc. So that is not appropriate thing to wear in the basic Knesset. It's not appropriate thing for a person to wear in the basic Knesset. The modern question which comes up is we have the galoshes, rubbers that we wear over our shoes. Is a person allowed to wear them into the basic Knesset, continue wearing them during davening or not? So the simple reading of that, this is something which a person normally takes off, so a person should not daven like that. The poskim, however, agree if you're living in a society where it's normal to continue to wear them, that they're respectable enough, that it is normal to continue to wear them throughout the day, not just when you're out on the street in the dirt, but the person leaves them on, so that a person could daven like that as well. If they are dirtied and full of mud, etc., to the point that a person would normally take it off, person is mechuyev to take it off for davening as well. The Mishabura also discusses wearing gloves, and he says a person should not allowed to wear gloves during davening. But the understanding of the Mishabura is referring to the delicate, fancy gloves a person wears for kavod. So that's an element of haughtiness, of gaiva, that a person is wearing these fancy types of gloves during davening. The person's wearing gloves for the purpose of his fact that he's cold, and he needs it for warmth. So he's wearing it for a bona fide, natural physical need. So a person does not have to be concerned of the fact that he's wearing gloves. A person be allowed to wear gloves, a scarf, a coat, whatever is necessary to allow him to be warm enough to be able to daven. That being said, in general, since the derech is to take off a coat when a person comes into the house, not to stand like that in front of an adam nichbud, a person is mechuyev to take off his coat when he comes to davening also. Now he mentions over here reglaim megulos. The poskim talk about what about arms which are megula. And the common question like that is a person is wearing tefillin shayad. So some people leave their the arm which is wearing the tefillin out of their jacket, and they have the sleeve rolled up and their arm is visible. So that's not appropriate. A person should have his arms covered, should roll down his sleeve. Some say even that's not enough, but a person has to actually put the sleeve into the jacket, because you would not send anything to Ireland with one arm in its sleeve and one arm out of its sleeve. The materium say that for the purpose of tefillin, this is a way to make sure the tefillin don't get pushed around. So the purpose of tefillin is more to ben chanami. Once a person is no longer wearing tefillin, for example, Rosh Chodesh, when a person takes off tefillin before Musaf, a person should be makbid to put his arm back into the sleeve of his jacket. He should not daven with one sleeve hanging loose without his arm inside of it. He should make sure that he puts his arms back of his jacket before he davens tefillas Musaf. Okay, have a good day, Mr. We'll move on to the next simon tomorrow.